This message comes from NPR sponsor, the Capital One Venture X Card. Earn unlimited 2X miles on everything you buy. Plus, get access to a $300 annual credit for bookings through Capital One Travel. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com.
This is World Cafe. I'm Raina Duris. When you need a little break from your hectic, busy life, maybe you put on some soothing music, something warm, something cozy, maybe something by Grammy-winning artist Norah Jones. But what does Norah Jones put on when she needs to unwind? Well, sometimes nothing at all. Norah just released her 9th studio album called Visions, and today she discusses how often she finds songwriting inspiration in silence. She also gets into writing songs on guitar versus piano, working with young jazz pop star Leve, and talks about how much fun she had recording these new tracks. Our conversation is in just a moment. First, a song that does not appear on Visions, but was the first single Norah released last year with the album's producer, Leon Michaels. Here's Norah Jones, Can You Believe, on World Cafe. On the World Cafe, I'm Raina Duris. You just heard Can You Believe from Norah Jones, who joins me today. Norah, welcome back to the World Cafe.
Thanks for having me. Nice to be here.
Always a pleasure to see you. That song, Can You Believe, is not on the new album. It came out last year. But it was the first song that you did with producer and multi-instrumentalist Leon Michaels, who worked with you on your new album, Visions, also worked with you on your 2021 Christmas album, I Dream of Christmas. How did you and Leon figure out you had this creative chemistry together?
Well, I'd known him for a long time. He's played saxophone on my previous albums. And I realized that he was a great producer only after that. And I was listening to his records of L. Michael's Affair, which are incredible. And I asked if he wanted to do a song together, because at the time I was trying to do collaborations that we would just release as singles. And so we got in the studio, and this was early 2021. So it was before I had played with anyone since COVID. I hadn't done a gig or played in a studio with anyone in like a year. And so we got in the room and we're like, well, let's just see what we come up with. And he started playing drums, which I didn't know he played drums, but he's a great drummer. And I started playing his amazing piano. And we came up with this song. And we both were like out of breath with excitement every time we did a take, because it was just so fun to play music. Yeah. And we had so much fun playing music together. And so that was the beginning.
I mean, it sounds like you're having such a good time on Visions. It's an album that feels very alive. What is the process like with Leon? If I walked into the studio while you were working, what would I see?
Most of the songs started in that same way, with him on drums and me on piano or guitar. And most of them ended with a nice take. You know, we would get the form together in that way on those instruments, and then we would do a take of it. And I think that's why, even though we layered most of the vocals and everything else was added later, it feels live because the piano and the drums are very live and like with a lot of excitement in them, I guess. So that's how we started everything.
I'm speaking with Norah Jones today on World Cafe. She has a new album out called Visions. The album's called Visions because you've said a lot of ideas came in the middle of the night or when you were half asleep. I think a lot of people can relate to that feeling when you're falling asleep and you like shake awake for some reason. Does that happen for you a lot? Do ideas come to you a lot when you're kind of sleeping?
They usually come when I have quiet in my head, which we don't often have anymore in society because our phones are just so present. So, but they seem to come a lot more during those sleeping times or meditations a few years ago. They also come a lot if I'm on a walk with no headphones in. I have to remind myself that I don't always have to be listening to something, you know, like a podcast or music, you know, I can just have quiet and let my mind be free, but it's really hard to remember to do that. I'm so used to putting my headphones in and walking, but it's nice when I take a walk without clutter. That's when stuff kind of pops into my head too.
How do you typically record those ideas when you're, say you wake up in bed and you have a great idea in the middle of the night? Do you have like your phone next to you to do voice memos? Do you write stuff down?
Yeah. I'll do voice memos on my phone. I mean, it's so convenient. Yeah. If my husband's asleep, I'll sneak into the bathroom and do it really quietly. It also happens a lot when I'm on an airplane. It's where I do a lot of my favorite writing. Either I'll go over old voice memos and hone down the lyrics, or I'll go through them and see what ideas I've forgotten about. You know, it's those moments where you're not being bothered. You're not being texted or emailed, and you know.
Yeah, when they started putting Wi-Fi on planes, I was like, please don't.
Yeah, it's not the best.
We're going to hear the song Running. I know that's one of the ones that kind of jolted you awake. Could you tell us about this one?
Yeah, it jolted me awake, and I had this weird voicemail memo of it. And then it like ran through my head a lot in the next few months. And I brought it into the studio, and I barely had any of it. It was just a little snippet. And then, yeah, we came up with something cool, but then we did a whole lap around many fields before we came back to like what we had in the beginning. It was one of those.
Let's hear it. This is Running, Norah Jones, from her new album, Visions. Norah Jones with Running from her new album, Visions. Norah Jones is with me on World Cafe today. I'm Raina Duris. Last year, you worked with someone I had on the show recently, a young artist named Leve. And I know you've had Leve on your podcast.
Yeah.
How did you first encounter her and her music?
We did a show together in Belgium that was a festival, and she played before me. And my manager really wanted me to meet her because he was friends with her manager. And yeah. And also, I think we were talking about doing the podcast and then maybe doing a Christmas song together. So we had a lot of fun. She's so great and so sweet and so talented. When we got into the studio to write and record a Christmas song, it was just like, you know, two people playing music together. There was no weirdness. There was no question about skill. We just were both playing music, and she has great ears. She heard every chord I played and played it immediately on the guitar. And, you know, she's an incredible musician.
It seems like you would have a lot in common or a lot to talk about. I mean, in the way that you both turned this mainstream pop audience onto a jazz sound. And that's a big thing that she is wanting to do, too, with her generation. You also both got really big, really fast. You really kind of exploded. Have you had a chance to compare those experiences together?
Yeah, we have talked about it a little bit, and she's definitely in it. She's in it. Yeah. I'm really happy for her. I just reminded her, I mean, she asked me a couple things, but I'm not one to impose advice onto somebody because I don't think necessarily they want to hear it usually, but she was open, and I said, please just have fun. Remember to have fun with this, because I think when I think back to that time, I definitely had some fun, but I could have had more fun with it. And I wish I had just been able to relax a little into it and see it for what it is, which is ridiculous. And, you know, you don't take the criticisms too personally, because in 20 years, they're not going to matter. You know, just do what you love and have fun with it. That's all that really matters.
When I was listening to you talk together on your podcast, part of the conversation I thought was so interesting was when you were talking about being a business person, how now artists have to be social media stars on top of all of that.
Yeah, they're their own publicist, marketing, engineer, yeah, everything.
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure people are going to ask you what she learned from you, but did you learn anything from Leve when you were working together?
Yeah, I really did. I felt like she's so on top of all that stuff. And what I learned about social media from her, because that's not my thing, you know, I'm not great at it. But what I learned about it was she actually likes doing it. I mean, it's not most artists' forte because it's not, they're not wired to do it. But she's young and she grew up in the age of it. And she likes sharing stuff that way. And she enjoys it. She enjoys the interaction with her fans. And they can tell she's enjoying it. And that's why she's excelled at it. You know what I mean? It's not fake. It's she's just really good at that because she kind of gets a kick out of it. And I think that's something important to remember.
I'm going to play, even though it's spring, I'm going to play a bit of Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas, and then we'll come back and talk about the new record some more. Here is Norah Jones and Leve. Have Yourself a Merry Little Christmas on World Cafe.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Let your heart be light. Next year, all our troubles will be out of sight.
Have yourself a merry little Christmas. Make the Yuletide gay. Next year, all our troubles will be miles away.
That was Norah Jones and Leve. Have yourself a merry little Christmas. This is World Cafe. Norah Jones is my guest today. Has a new non-Christmas album out called Visions. And I want to play another song from the new record. And this one is credited only to you as the writer. It's Queen of the Sea. And I love the chorus. I think when you sing You Forgot Yourself, I find it so cathartic. I think this is so beautiful. What could you tell us about this song?
This was a really fun one to record because the chorus just kind of explodes. And Leon is playing drums on this track, and he and I have a really good lockup time-wise. I pull things back all the time. Time is fluid a little bit for me. The groove is important, but when it comes to the chorus, I want it to be sort of pulled back. And so we connected really well on this one. I wrote this song in South America, I think in December of 2019. So it's been on my mind a long time. So I was excited to finally get to record it.
Yeah, it's very beautiful. And that's just the phrase Queen of the Sea. It's so evocative.
Like, yeah, that's one of those lyrics where it's just like, it came out that way. It was the first lyric and I just never could change it. And I'm not completely sure what it means, but I also kind of have my own ideas, but it's not necessarily typical.
Here's Queen of the Sea. It is Norah Jones on World Cafe. You just heard Queen of the Sea. That is from Norah Jones' new album, Visions. I'm Raina Duras, talking to Norah Jones today on World Cafe. I think it was on your podcast when you had Leve on. You talked about how even though people might associate you more with the piano, you actually write pretty often on the guitar. And there's a lot of guitar on Visions. What does guitar let you do that piano doesn't?
Guitar, I'm not as good at guitar, so I only know a few chords. And I don't know bar chords or anything. So I think on guitar, it can be simple and I can focus on the melody and the lyrics a little more. On piano, I get a little caught up with fancy chords. And when I play simply on the piano, sometimes it sounds piano-y in a way I don't want it to sound.
What does that mean?
It means that early on when I was trying to write on piano, it all sounded like these weird piano songs, and that's not what I envisioned. But as time has gone on, I think I can simplify the piano in a way that I do like now. But early on, that's why I think I gravitated more towards guitar to write. Mm-hmm.
The last song that I want to play from the record today has some guitar, and it's super fun. It's called Staring at the Wall, and it has almost an Americana vibe to it. The first time I listened through the record, I stopped, and I'm like, wait a second, is this still Norah Jones? For a split second, I had to go back and just double check. Where did this song come from?
This came later in the record. Leon and I were... the record was finally taking shape, and he said, I feel like we need another fast song. And I was like, all right, whatever. And so he started playing drums, and I was like, I don't think I can do this on piano. And then he hooked up the guitar, and it just came out very quickly, this song.
So much
fun. It's a fun one. It's one of my favorites.
I feel like it would be fun to play live, too.
Yeah, I can't wait.
Here's Norah Jones, Staring at the Wall. This is World Cafe.
Messing with the moves I'm trying to shake. Every day we do God's little dance. Never knowing when to take a chance. Oh.
Norah Jones with Staring at the Wall, super fun song from her new album, Visions. Norah's been my guest today on World Cafe. Norah, thank you, as always, for hanging out and spending the time.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm Raina Duras, back in a moment with more World Cafe.
Is it possible to engineer our way out of the climate crisis? Some entrepreneurs want to shoot particles into the stratosphere to combat global warming. Experts say regulations on this technology aren't keeping up. The world of solar geoengineering on the latest episode of The Sunday Story from NPR's Up First podcast.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.
Okay, close your eyes for a second. Now imagine you're on your dream vacation. No work calls to answer, no text messages to respond to, just your suitcase and an opportunity.
The opportunity to just take yourself out of your routine and travel deeper.
How to actually take that dream trip. That's on the Life Kit podcast from NPR.